welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the 15th week in Ordinary Time, and from Germany, we hear from Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Ehrenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vecta, and her preaching today is entitled, Jesus is a Bad Politician.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The Pharisees went out and conspired against him, how to destroy him. When Jesus became aware of this, he departed. Many crowds followed him, and he cured all of them, and he ordered them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, with whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not wrangle or cry aloud, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. He will not break a bruised reed or quench a smoldering wick, until he brings justice to victory. And in his name the Gentiles will hope. In these days, we see a lot of pictures of important people in the news. People, mostly men, want to win elections and have to make sure that electors know them. So they give a lot of talks, interviews and speeches and make sure that everything is captured in picture and sound. For all politicians, it is important to be known. That's reasonable, otherwise the people would not vote for them. But what they really want and do will be known after the elections. How different Jesus behaves. We hear that he cures the crowd even though he tried to escape. He turns to the people who come to him. And he does not care if other people get to know what he is doing. But even more, he asks the people not to tell anybody about him and his deeds. We very often hear that in the Gospel, that after Jesus helps somebody, he does not want to spread the news about it. And this is what distinguishes the Lord from the politicians of our day. He is not interested in becoming famous, but in helping people. He simply does the good deeds. He is the one who is God's servant, and therefore he does not need attention of others. He does not want to be elected because he already is elected by God. That gives him freedom to proclaim justice to the Gentiles and not to cry aloud. He is gentle in his appearance and in his actions, so that he does not breed a bruised reed or quench a smoldering wick. He is the one who gives us hope with his love. And in his gentle appearance, Jesus can be our role model. If we want to win elections or not, we don't have to care about the question of whether others notice what good I am doing here. The crucial question is if I am doing good, if I try to let justice grow around me. And I can relax in the question of being noticed by others, because God already elected me when he came to the decision to create me. I am and you are already chosen, seen and loved by God. In this never-ending love, we have the potential to do good things, to take care of the ones who are broken and to work for justice and peace. That can take part in everyday life or it can take part in politics. Hopefully, we are fulfilled by God's love and hopefully the one we encounter can draw hope from their encounters with us, regardless of whether it is made public or not.